There's 16 people in Wisconsin serving life without parole for crimes they committed before they were 18, and most are black. The racial disparity is also true among the more than 2,000 people nationally who were sentenced to life when they were minors. Wendy Padgett Henderson of the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families says Wisconsin ranks sixth among the 27 states the report surveyed.
Some of the other states that they were looking at were states that had a much higher population of children of color, and Wisconsin has a very low population. And so that's a really stark statistic.
Although the total numbers have been falling, the percentage of juveniles sentenced to life for murder has been rising since the mid-80s. That's because many states, including Wisconsin, began lowering the age at which teens could be prosecuted as adults from 18 to 17. But that trend is reversing now. Wisconsin is one of only 12 states that hasn't switched back to 18 as the age of majority. A bill pending in the state legislature would change that. Milwaukee Democrat Tamara Grigsby is one of the co-sponsors.
The tide is turning now, and people are starting to realize that if we're serious about, trying to rehabilitate people, that, we have to give them as many opportunities as possible.
But Republican State Representative Mark Gundrum says that bill is going nowhere for a good reason.
By the time you're 17 years old, if you are committing a vicious, violent act against somebody, whether it's a murder, a rape, or violent assault, there's just no reason why you should be treated as a juvenile at that point and not be given very severe punishment and be kept away from the rest of society so society is safe.
But the Amnesty International study says sentencing guidelines should account for scientific studies that show teens under 18 can't reason as well as adults. The study calls for the abolition of life without parole for minors and urges states to resentence those who committed their crimes as teenagers and give them a chance for parole. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.